Blog Talk Radio.
Sisters out there, I am Timberwolf, and you are listening to TWOLF the Wolf and the Wolf's Den. Today, being a Sunday, we are going to be doing, as we always do, we are going to be discussing My Little Pony Friendship is Magic, Season 6. Today, we're going to be discussing Episode 9, which is entitled, let me check my records here. I messed it up. Well, anyway, I forgot the name of it. Sorry. Everything was just in a hurry. But episode 9 is basically a rarity episode. And I wouldn't say quite a rarity episode that deals more with rarity, but it does have all the main six in there. And it starts off with Twilight and the rest of the gang running over to Rarity's boutique, trying to stop her from reading the local, a paper out of, it didn't really say it might be the full free press, but they had to stop her from reading an interview about her brand new shop in Manhattan. Because due to the fact that when the article was written, the newspaper man who was doing the article decided to ask each and every one of them questions on how the boutique came about, which includes the rest of the girls, because they were there helping out. But anyhow, Rarity does get the paper, but she doesn't read it right away. She waits for them to come to the door. And the look that she gives them when they go to knock on the door and Rarity opens it up makes you think that she had read it and there was really something bad that the girls had, talked about in the paper. So, it gives you that, oh shit, they said something that bad about it in the paper. It's an intro like that gets you wondering. It's like, oh, I gotta sit down, I gotta watch this. What did they talk about her in the paper about? So that's the opening. Kind of intrigued me a little bit. I mean, Rarity looked kind of mad at first, and then she comes in, then she turns around and says, I wasn't gonna read the article until all my friends got here. It's like, oh, damn. It's like, oh, one of those type of deals, But anyway, they all go in and they try to get her not to read the paper. But they were going to try to tell her a little bit about what they had told the reporter, but she didn't want no spoilers. You know, just like most of us in the Burning community don't like really having spoilers before a show, but sometimes it happens. But anyway, I mean, I got something here. Okay, I found out the episode name. It's The Saddle Row Review. Okay, I knew I had it written down somewhere. See, I have to write things down every now and then because I do tend to forget. And that's part of growing old. So if you're all growing old, you know, just remember you'll be losing your mind sometimes. But anyway, as Rary is reading this out loud, we cut back to Manhattan in a, I would say, a restaurant-type setting where the reporter is actually talking to Rarity first, you know, asking her all sorts of questions and stuff like that. But he also asks each and every one of the main six individual questions about the boutique. Now, the store in Manhattan is called Rarity for You, I guess. And when they first get to the store, they cut back as they're telling the reporter the story. They're jumping back and forth from the reporter to the store, to the actual story they're talking about, which is interesting because it keeps bouncing back. I mean, it is a little interesting, but it paints more of a picture about what they're talking about. And let's see here. Oh, when they get to Saddle Row area, which is nothing but boutiques, by the way, they go into what's going to be Rarity for You store, and it is a complete mess. I mean, she hasn't even done anything to it yet. They walk in there, and there's like dust all over the place, cobwebs. Shelves are falling down, and they decide, well, okay, we're going to fix it up a little bit, make it ready to be, you know, stocked. And as they're cleaning up, the landlord comes by. And his name is Mr. Stripes for some odd reason, although he doesn't have any stripes on him. I don't know why. And he tries to he convinces Rarity to try to hire his daughter on as, you know, someone who can help out in the store. And he does it. He's a pushy colt. He turns around and tells Rarity, well, if you don't hire my daughter, I will continuously raise the rent until you cannot pay it no more. And Rarity sits there, you know, and goes, well, okay, she's hired. You know, it's like kind of pushed her into doing it. And one thing I found real interesting, if anybody's ever watched that if you watch that episode or if you have watched that episode, look at the landlord's mane and look at Rarity's mane. They're both about the same color. And it makes me wonder, are these two related? Because for some odd reason, it's like it's almost the same. I mean, it's not the same style or cut, but it's almost the exact same coloring. And that's what made me wonder about that. But anyway, getting back to his daughter. Now, his daughter's a filly with, I mean, she's got braces on. So she must be in her teen years or something like that there. And she goes over to Rarity and actually suggests that instead of selling clothes, they should sell glow-in-the-dark teeth. It's like, okay, you're going to tell this to a fashion pony. Right. So anyway, after that little ordeal done, they're cleaning up again, and Rarity's in the back room, and all of a sudden she screams for Fluttershy to come back because she needs her assistance. here come to find out there's like three raccoons living in their back storage room. So she's trying to get Fluttershy to, you know, ask them to leave or do something with them. And she said, okay, I'll take care of that. And so anyway, right after that, let me check my notes here real quick. Oh, okay. Yeah, right after that, you hear music in the background, and the shop starts shaking. The chandeliers swinging back and forth. They're trying to get their work done, and they can't get it done. And so anyway, Ray goes to find out what's going on with that, so she goes upstairs and finds out that there's a pony dance club there being run by DJ Pwn 3. And for those of you who don't know who that is, that's Vinyl Scratch. They decided to actually change her name for the program now. So it's not Vinyl Scratch anymore. It's DJ Pwn 3. And I don't know why they do that. I mean, they changed Vinyl Scratches to DJ Pwn 3, and they changed Derpy to Muffin. Don't want to ask why. They're getting me confused on that. That's the big thing. It's really, really confusing for me. But anyway, she's up there trying to get them to turn it down. She wants to go to talk to Vinyl, but the guard won't let her. And like I said, it cuts back between there and, you know, back to the interview. And the interviews are, you know, a lot of other ponies are talking to the interviewer. Goes along with that. And so anyway, she's unsuccessful in trying. And she goes back downstairs and she's like a little bit frazzled. You know how rare it is. And of course, you got, if you cut back to one, when you cut back to one of the interviews, Rainbow Dash has to do her Rarity impersonation. You know, it's like, not good enough. I mean, as far as I know, I mean, she did a bit, like I said, she did a better Twilight. So I guess, you know, throughout season six, Rainbow Dash is going to be doing her little, you know, mimics of all the other Bane 6 characters. But anyway, we get to find out, finally, who should happen to show up but Coco Pomelo. And we find out that she is supposed to be the sales manager there, or, you know, the sales, yeah, I would say the sales manager. So we're going to have Coco Pomelo there. But anyway, she comes by, she's sick. She can't make it, you know, to help out that day. So Rary says, okay, you know, you go home, get better. I'll figure a way to get things through. And, you know, we all figured that once Rarity opened, everybody thought that when Rarity opened up in Canterlot, that she was going to have Coco Pomelo be the manager there. But I don't think anybody really expected her to get a store in Manhattan, and pretty much that's the way it should be. If she's going to have a store in Manhattan, Coco Pomelo would definitely have to be there, because that is basically her home city, or whatever you want to call it. You know, but it was nice seeing Coco Pomelo again. When I said Rarity is stressing after this, and it's like, well, actually, her inventory comes, all her clothes. And the delivery man isn't quite like UPS. I mean, when he brings it in, he just dumps it all over the place. I mean, he wheels in this cart full of boxes and just dumps the cart over, and it's like, wait a minute, all my inventory is a mess now. It's like it's all mixed up and stuff like that there. And he kind of like shrugs his shoulders and leaves. It's like, Well, yeah, typical city attitude. And so anyway, the girl sat there and said, okay, well, oh, I forgot to mention one other thing. Leave it to me to forget. While the music's playing and, you know, Twilight and the rest of them are trying to sweep up. And this is funny. This is a funny part here. They're sitting there. Rainbow Dash sits, turned around and said, while we're stuck down here, they're upstairs having all this kind of fun. And Twilight goes, well, there's always so much fun in sweeping. And you can just hear the music in the background going, doomp, 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 doomp. And Twilight sitting there, you know, pushing the broom, saying, sweep, 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 and twirling the broom around, sweep, 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 sweep. And then we cut back to the interviewer, Rainbow Dash, and Applejack are talking to him. And Rainbow Dash says, leave it to Twilight to turn around and try to make a song out of sweeping. How lame is that? And you know, Applejack agrees with her, also, and they hoof bump, and then it goes back to where they're sweeping. And sure enough, Applejack and Rainbow Dash are sitting there sweeping, going, sweep, 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 sweep. I'm sitting there, I'm laughing my ass off. But anyway, at this point in time, Rarity's kind of like spazzing out just about. Typical Rarity. And, well, anyway, we'll get to that in a couple seconds. I want to pause right now for station identification. Please stand by. You're listening to The Wolf's Den.
You're listening to The Wolf's Den on TWOLF, The Wolf, in the Everfree Forest.
Okay. Well, anyway, Rarity's spazzing out. She doesn't know what to do. She doesn't have a salesperson. Her store's not, you know, ready for operation yet because, you know, with the ruckus going on upstairs and, you know, her landlord's daughter trying to, you know, suggest certain things and that don't even pertain to the fashion, and the mixing up of her clothes and you know, and Coco Pomel not being able to work. She has nobody for sales, and it has to be open by that night for some odd reason. And the girls sit there and say, okay, we will help you out. We will clean up. We will set up. And she goes, okay, that's fine. I'll go and, you know, do up the window display. So already, now you know how some of these window displays, when you go in there, it has a door to it. You got to go in, what have you. Well, anyway, the girls are trying to get things done Rarity's way. Pinkie Pie tries to go up and, you know, quiet down the DJ. Fluttershy tries to, you know, get rid of the raccoons. Twilight turns around and tries to organize the clothes. Rainbow Dash is supposed to hire somebody for the time being, you know, to run the shop. And I guess, I don't know what Applejack, I don't think they had anything for Applejack, actually, but I guess they were just getting finished cleaning up. I think Applejack and Pinkie Pie were supposed to just, well, no, Pinkie Pie was upstairs. I guess Applejack was supposed to finish cleaning up, I guess. But anyway, it all starts to fall apart on them. And, you know, no, Applejack was supposed to take care of the landlord's daughter, you know, try to, you know, just get her out of here. Just tell her in a kind way that she's just, her another idea is working out, you know, they're not interested in her. But anyway, see, they were trying to do it Rarity's way, but not their way. And everything is falling apart. So anyway, Rarity begins to, she's not finished with window display yet. She goes to walk out the door. Twilight notices it and flies through the air, closing the door and locks it, and locking her out there into the window display. And it's like, I'm sitting there going, uh-oh. That's one way of stopping somebody from seeing the mess you've made. And it's like, it's almost like back Castle Sweet Castle, where the girls had to fix up Twilight's castle. They did it their way, but not the way, you know, not Twilight's way. And the way they did it was, you know, they put all their own stuff in there, like, you know, they were moving in. Here we have them trying to do it Rarity's way and not their way and messing up. So Twilight suggests, you know, we're doing it Rarity's way. We should be just doing it our own way, how we think, you know, she might like it or something like that there. So anyway, they start fixing things up. There was a point just before this that, now this is another funny area, where Rarity says that she wishes that there could have been more of her so everything can get done. And now, and then they switch back to the interview where the interviewer is doing Pinkie Pie, and she kind of makes the reference back to the episode of Too Many Pinkie Pies. And she goes, I've been there. It's like, it's no fun watching paint dry or something like that there. And Pinky's got a stack of pancakes there. And when she grabs the pancakes and shoves them into her mouth, in the next booth behind her, there's another Pinkie Pie. So be warned about that one. That was a good one. So anyway, they're just, you know, doing whatever they can. Rainbow Dash, you know, when she first turned around and was trying to interview people, she was showing them fabric and asking them, what kind of fabric is this? And they would tell her, and it's like, no, the sales clerk has to be awesome. So she goes, what the heck, let's go have a race, you know? And it's like, whoever wins gets the job. And it's like Rainbow takes off, and the other three just look at each other, and they just start trotting down the way. And Fluttershy turns around and says, hey, you know, you guys got to get out. And the raccoons get mad at her, and it's like they're about ready to beat the shit out of her. And Twilight finishes, you know, doing the organizing, and then she happens to think, would Rarity want it this way? And then she says, oh, well, I guess I got to reorganize. And all this time, Rarity's locked in the closet area. And Pinkie Pie goes up and tries to quiet down the DJ. And she ends up, you know, having a Rarity devil and angel on either shoulder, telling her just go ahead and party. And it's like Pinkie goes, okay. And then the devil grabs a hold devil Rarity grabs a hold of, you know, Pinkie Pie and says, come on now, do you really think Rarity would tell you to do that? it's like, yeah, I guess not. But anyway, they get everything all together. And Rarity's still locked in the display window. They're trying to, you know, and when they get everything together, they let Rarity out. And to her amazement, the place looks immaculate. Fluttershy even got the raccoons to turn around and, you know, be like waiters. Rainbow Dash, instead of hiring just one of them, hired all three of them. I guess Applejack got rid of the landlord's daughter. And Rainbow Dash hired all three of them because she goes, well, at least they tried. So I just hired them all. And so anyway, towards the end of the show there, Rarity opens up her boutique. All the ponies start coming in. Sales ponies start, you know, helping them out. The raccoons are walking around with, like, you know, trays of soup or something on their, you know, in their hands. And landlord's daughter suggested something to Applejack, that instead of like having regular clothes, having spoons for clothes. And Applejack, I don't know why Applejack even thought that this would be a great idea in the first place, but she thought, hey, it might work. So anyway, the guy sitting there looking at it, and he goes, this is just lovely, but I have nothing to eat it with. And the landlord's daughter comes up. I guess she's got a bracelet of some sort that has spoons on it, hands it to him, and, you know, he's eating the soup with these spoons. And then all of a sudden, DJ Pawn 3, you know, starts the music, and Rary's sitting there going, what's going on here? And all the ponies are loving it, and they think her shop is just the greatest. And it was an interesting story. Because to tell you the truth, you know, like I said, I usually watch the show more than once. Because if I get it once, I don't get all the information. I have to watch it 2-3 times until all the information sinks in. I've only watched it twice, so that's why a lot of the information I've got for you right now is kind of garbled. I apologize for that. I've slept most of the day. I've worked two jobs. I apologize for that. But anyway, how do I feel about the show? Well, it's not quite as good as the last one, but it does rank up there. It has its funny moments. It has its moments to shine, each one of the main six. And, you know, like I said, it's not just a Rarity episode. It's about Rarity. It's about her boutique, but they're focusing on all six of the main six, which I thought was, you know, different. Instead of just focusing on one aspect or just one certain pony. Myself, I'd have to give this one at least an 8. It's a very good episode. I mean, there's no real music to it like there was in the last one, which is okay with me because, I mean, you got to have some shows that have music to it and some shows that shouldn't have music to it, which mixes things up for a while. But like I said, a very, very enjoyable episode, one that I definitely will watch again because I do, like I said, I do enjoy My Little Pony Friendship is Magic. I enjoy talking about it. And hopefully one day I will turn around and do something along that aspect of having maybe a live show of, you know, like some of the other ones do. But until then, I'll be on the radio here. And I got 90 seconds to go. For those of you who have not seen the episode, check it out. You'll enjoy it. For those of you who have watched the show, like I said, I thought it was great. I hope you thought it was great. Season 6 is not quite a Season 5 yet, but it is getting close. I mean, Season 5 episodes, almost just about every episode, they might have had maybe two or three bad episodes. The rest were real good. But anyway, until the next time, for the Wolf's Den, this is Timberwolf saying, we are out of here. I will catch you the next time, which will probably be next Sunday, since I have that day off as well for Memorial Day weekend. And from now, this is Timberwolf for TWOLF The Wolf and The Wolf's Den. See ya.